Jay, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you've got this new exhibition coming to the Historic Odessa Foundation. Actually, it's already up. It'll be up through December 31st. It's called Island Life Photography by Jay Fleming. Let's talk about the exhibit. What can people expect?
So the exhibit features about 10 pieces that reflect a body of work that I created on Smith Island and Tangier Island, both of which are the last two inhabited offshore islands in the Chesapeake Bay. And by offshore, I mean that the islands are not connected to the mainland by a bridge. So the communities on these islands are only accessible by either an airplane, in the case of Tangier, which has an airport, or a boat. So these islands are isolated and incredibly unique. And they kind of, you know, the communities kind of have been hanging on to the traditions of the past and the way of life that has sustained the communities for over 200 years.
What got you interested in doing this? I am familiar with Smith and Tangier Islands. You know, I've been in Delaware for a long time, so I'm familiar. But what got you interested in doing this project specifically about Smith and Tangier Islands?
So the first time that I went to one of the islands was in 2009, and I went out to photograph the brown pelican nesting colony on Smith. And at the time, I was incredibly invested in wildlife photography. That's kind of what I focused on as a young photographer. I think I was just out of college. And I read about the brown pelican nesting colony online and in some other books, and decided to make a trip out there myself. I loaded my kayak onto the ferry in Crisfield, went over to the island, had a tent in my kayak, and paddled. Once I arrived, I paddled down to the brown pelican nesting colony, kind of the area where I thought they'd be, and basically set up shop and photographed them in the evening, camped out in the marsh that night, and photographed them again in the morning with the sunrise light. And to me, it was just an incredibly inspiring experience, fascinating to see these birds with their chicks and sitting on eggs. And it was just an incredible experience, and I couldn't wait to get back to photograph them again. So I went back again to photograph the pelicans. But every time that I went back, I you know, made more contact with the people in the community there. And, you know, I came to realize how unique the community was and, you know, how the community was changing. And, you know, ultimately I felt a sense of urgency to document the community in every facet of the way of life, which is represented in this book.
How are the communities unique? Describe that for my listeners.
So both communities, as I mentioned, you know, are pretty isolated. There's no bridge that connects Smith or Tangier to the mainland. And, you know, in order for the people on the islands to, you know, do something simple like get food, you know, it's a lot different from, you know, how we live on the mainland. You know, healthcare is very different. The infrastructure on the islands, like electricity and you know, education, it's all different. So the isolation has shaped these communities. Like I said, for over 200 years, they've been, you know, existing kind of in balance with the Chesapeake Bay and the forces of the Chesapeake Bay.
Jay, I don't know if you'll have an answer to this or not, but did COVID impact these communities differently than in other places?
Yes, COVID had a huge impact on both islands. Both islands remained relatively free of COVID up until about December of 2020. And after that, COVID got out to Tangier and affected quite a few people. It spread very quickly on the island, and just as it did on Smith, but tragically on Tangier, three people passed from COVID and COVID-related complications. So it really spread throughout the community. It spread quickly once it got to the island. I think the islanders had a sense, you know, there was a sense of security due to that isolation. They didn't feel like COVID could actually reach the island. And people were pretty laid back about masks and, you know, COVID-related precautions up until COVID actually got to the island, and then people started taking it very, very seriously. And the Somerset County Health Department, which is the county in Maryland that services Smith Island, they actually went out and did like a vaccination clinic in March, and over 50 people got vaccinated on that one day. And Accomack County, Virginia did something similar on Tangier. So the islanders did realize that, you know, their isolation wasn't going to protect them from COVID because they, you know, there is quite a bit of contact with the mainland, with, you know, boats running and people working on the mainland and going back and forth.
So this exhibit, this new exhibit called Island Life, Photography by Jay Fleming, is made up of a selection of photographs from Jay Fleming's newest book, Island Life. Along with the exhibition, in conjunction with it, Island Life, Photographs by Jay Fleming, you'll be giving an artist talk at the Historic Odessa Foundation?
Yes, on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be at the at the Historic Odessa Foundation giving a talk and showing unpublished images from the book along with published images, and just kind of answering questions. You know, there's a lot of curiosity surrounding these islands, and, you know, I'll be able to reflect upon more than 10 years of going out there and documenting the community, the wildlife, and the environment out there.
I was going to ask you how long you worked on this, and you just answered that. So 10 years?
Well, actually, more than 10 years. So the first photograph that's featured in the book is a photograph of a group of brown pelicans in that nesting colony, and that was taken in May of 2009. So the book reflects a body of work from May of 2009 to June of 2021. So 12 years of work.
Do you have a favorite photograph?
I do. I have multiple favorite photographs, but I think the one that's most significant to me is a photograph of the last house on Holland Island. And Holland Island has an incredible story on its own. Holland Island is about 10 miles north of Smith, and Holland was inhabited up until early 1900s, about 1910. Holland Island had a thriving community, 70-plus homes, 375 people approximately, a schoolhouse, stores, so on and so forth. And, you know, like the other inhabited islands on the bay, the residents of Holland kind of saw the writing on the wall with the erosion. The island was essentially washing away and claiming large chunks of land and really diminishing the size of the island over the years. And the residents of the island packed up and moved, like I said, around 1910. And I have a picture of the last house that remained on Holland Island, which people left there. And I photographed the house in 2010, just prior to it falling in. And that house, I photographed it was in my kayak, and I photographed it real low to the water on a really calm day. So the reflection of the house kind of gives the feel that the house is like melting into the water. It's very symbolic of the islands on the Chesapeake Bay.
Just want to remind my listeners, we're talking to Kent Island, Maryland photographer Jay Fleming. Jay, what's your background? How did you get into photography?
So photography to me kind of came natural. My father, Kevin Fleming, is a photographer, and at a young age, I was, you could say, exposed. I know that's a cheesy photography joke, but I was exposed to the craft and really just growing up around it kind of, I feel like, gave me an eye for composition. And when I was 13, I kind of took interest in it, and my dad let me use one of his old 35-millimeter film cameras. And I would go out and shoot with him and shoot on my own, and then he would have the film processed. And from there, it just developed into, you know, me going out more and more on my own and ultimately getting a digital camera, and I think about 2005. And those were the early days of digital, so the cameras were pretty limited, but still it allowed me to experiment and to, you know, really kind of develop my own style, and just evolved into me documenting things that I'm interested in and things that I'm passionate about, like Smith Island and Tangier Island and anything in the Chesapeake Bay.
I am very familiar with your dad's work. It's beautiful. I'm not as familiar with yours, but everyone is about to be because they can now go to this new exhibit at the Historic Odessa Foundation. It's on view through December 31st, so the end of the year. What's next for Jay Fleming?
So over the past couple years, I've been doing a bit of traveling amidst working on Island Life and other projects. I've been going to different locations up and down the East Coast to document commercial fishing on the Atlantic Ocean. And I've been out shark fishing, commercial shark fishing in North Carolina. I've done an 8-day scalloping trip out of Seaford, Virginia. And actually most recently I went up to Maine and New Brunswick, Canada to document the lobster fishery and herring fisheries up there. So my goal from these trips is to create another book that is what I would describe as like a visual narrative of fisheries in the Atlantic Ocean. So this project, which I'm probably going to call Atlantic Harvest, is very similar to what I've done already on the Chesapeake Bay for my first photography book, which was called Working the Water.
Did you feel compelled, Jay, I have to ask this, did you feel compelled to walk in your father's footsteps because he is so famous?
It wasn't so much a motivation to, you know, carry on a torch, so to speak, of what he had done. But for me, photography is just an incredible way to explore and to learn about different things that I'm interested in. I've been able to do so much as a result of being a photographer that I wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. I've been able to meet an incredible number of inspiring people and, you know, get out to some incredible places that I would never have otherwise gone to. So for me, it's more of a personal motivation to see these different things that I'm interested in.